Blog Talk Radio.
Join me, Dawn Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
We taught the world to sing in perfect harmony. Just drink Coke, the road to obesity.
At Coke, we say we're woke. We sell drinks bad as smoke. China is our labor supplier that drives our stock price even higher. What the world knows today, obesity won't go away.
Won't control
diabetes, it's here to stay. That's the real thing. What the world knows today, obesity won't go away.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. You've got Audrey. Stretchy proof.
Oh. I think I'm here.
Okay. I just want to make sure I recognize the right number.
I wasn't expecting you to go to me just yet, but okay, I'm here.
All right. No, well, I accidentally hit it, and I just want to make sure I had the right person. Anyway, this is Marty. This is Audrey on Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c nonprofit organization for the rights, legalities, and health and safety causes of barefooting lifestyle. This is a show I'd like to share information, stories, any call-ins that have any tips or experience, welcome. Let me see here. I have a few stories to share this week, but first I want to mention we have Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, Rumble, YouTube. I feel like I'm missing something.
TikTok.
TikTok. Thank you.
And Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, I said Instagram. I think I said Instagram.
All
I don't remember. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm not paying attention.
We're on several... No, you're fine.
And MeWe.
We are on... Sorry?
MeWe.
Okay, MeWe?
Yeah, you're not familiar with that one?
Okay. We are dedicated to spreading information, factual information about the lifestyle we choose to live. You can look it up. There are no state laws or health codes requiring shoes in public or anywhere, really. Yeah, like for example, this week I went to one of my doctor's appointments. I'd already been there 2 times, and when I went in, earlier this week, they told me I had to wear shoes, and they had actually bought flip-flops to try and make me put on.
Oh, that's funny.
They did. They were way too small, too. I'm like, y'all are so sweet. You think I have such small feet, because I do not, but... So I couldn't wear them anyway, and I just carried them around. I told myself I'm not going to wear them. I had my exam. I actually stopped and told him I wanted to talk to the office manager. I was in her office for quite a while. Actually does not care. She doesn't care. She doesn't understand why I did it. She said her higher-ups or whatever told her I was required to for liability. I said, well, they're all part of the same medical network here. I said, I've been in every single one of my doctors is in that network just about, and I've never worn shoes in any of them, so you cannot tell me it's a network thing. It was great. I shared information with her in the group and the website. I pulled out my Barefoot ID, and she scanned the QR code. We're going to keep in contact about it. She's fine with it. She does not understand why they're requiring it, especially after they already let me in 2 times. Without. So we are actually making progress there.
Okay. Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, I think so. And she said, I told her too, I said, right on. Yeah, I don't know, these shoes won't even fit me if I wanted to cave. Like, you got me 7s, lady, I'm not that, no. But, so I feel like I'm making progress there. And my doctor, she didn't even seem to care. She was just going along with what she was told she had to do. Like, they were literally talking about refusing to provide service over. I said, I ended up taking my shoes off in the room anyway. I really don't understand. They were talking about sharps on the floor. I'm like, how often you drop a needle and you don't know it, so you don't pick it up? That's what I'd like to know. That's clumsy. Like, I mean, if you drop one, you know it. You're going to pick it up. I'd hope. So we're actually keeping in contact through email about it, trying to figure it out. I even told her, I said, if it really comes down to it, I said, I will even sign a statement saying you're not liable, because I explained assumed personal liability to her, and she was talking about sharps. I said, even if I stepped on one, it was still my choice not to wear shoes.
And that's on the back of the VIB card anyway.
Yep, I showed her, and she scanned it. She was pulling it up and looking through it as I was leaving, actually. And yeah, so that I'll take that as a success story so far. We'll see how this goes. I was like, why? This doesn't make sense, especially after they'd already allowed me in there 2 times without saying a word. Except the one woman, she asked where my shoes were, and I told her I didn't have any, and she was confused, but didn't say anything else.
So let me ask you, do they actually use needles on you every time they see you?
No. No, and it was gynecologist. It's like, I know they take pregnant women, they have to take their blood and whatnot, but I didn't have any blood work done when I went.
Oh, okay.
When you get it out, you know if you drop it, so you pick it up. Why would those be on the floor? If I go into a doctor's office where the floor is littered with sharps, I'm going to leave, shoes or not. You know?
So do they make you wear boxing gloves also, because you might touch something sharp and cut yourself?
Right. No, and I actually used that when I was in the office. I said, you know, if I walked around and I hit my head on a cabinet, you wouldn't dare ask me why I wasn't wearing a helmet today. You know? And she's like, you're right. I said, so if I step on something, why aren't you wearing shoes? Because I don't wear shoes. Like, it was actually really amicable. She did not care. She explained to me that it was like, because apparently somebody in the office, she wouldn't tell me who, must have complained and like literally raised like the issue to above her head. So I'm like,
which was probably the one that bought you the flip-flops that were four sizes too small.
Yeah, they were so small. I was like, I cannot. I'm like, I told her, I said, even if I wanted to, I'm like, look at this. Look at this shoe. Look at my foot. I see where you're going, but, Jesus, I don't have small feet. I just don't. You know? So,
and what difference is that going to make, really?
Yeah. Oh, and they were those cheap $2 flip-flops. I'm like, and I looked at her, too. I said, you realize, even if they were the right size, and I put them on, I am 10 times more likely to injure myself wearing them than I am to just not. I am not a graceful person, and those things are garbage. You know? So I ended up not putting them on at all and talking to them, and I told her, it's not going to work. But she still did the exam and whatnot, and excuse me. So, yeah, I feel like I've made progress there. I'm so mad at myself. Like 3 years ago, I was in a hospital that's part of the same network where a nurse tried to force something on my feet. She even brought me those gunky hospital socks, which I refused to put on. I argued with her to the point where like I ended up with an email from HR apologizing. Well, I can't find the email now. I might have deleted or somehow got deleted. I cannot. I've looked through all my email. I can't find this to share in print. I'm so mad at myself for it. I'm like, where did it go? That would have been so helpful. So I'm not going to quit looking. I don't know what keywords to put in for it.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you can lose more stuff than that.
Say that again.
You can lose worse stuff than that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story that's not really barefoot related, but I'll share it.
Okay.
So about 6 months ago, we got new carpet in the house, and I had to clean out this room. I used to own a baseball card store at one point in my life, back 2004, 2005.
Okay.
So back in 2009, I bought 5 Steph Curry rookie cards for 70 cents each.
Oh, God.
And the ones that I bought are now worth $1,500 apiece. I'm looking at the price guide right now. So when I was cleaning my room, I found the receipt where it said that I bought them for 70 cents each.
Yeah.
They were 70 cents each, so I bought 5. So that was $3.50 plus the $2 for postage. I cannot find the 5 cards.
No.
I have no idea why I can't find them. But
oh,
I found the receipt,
God.
So I know I'm not crazy. I know I'm not crazy.
Well,
I know I got them. I know I didn't lie about it. But they're in here somewhere.
That sucks. I hope you find them. That sucks, man.
Well, that's $1,500 a pop, so that's quite a bit of money there. That's $7,500 worth of cards.
Yeah, wait, 15 times 5. Yeah, 60. Dang, that's a lot of money to have lost in there.
It is. It is in this 13x14 room somewhere. It has to be. Unless somebody stole it, they would have to dig through stuff in order to find it. I didn't throw it away. And if you saw this room, there's boxes upon boxes, so it's mostly organized. Or I know when I bought stuff, or it's separated by sport because over the last 20 years, I've bought and sold off of eBay, so I know I have stuff organized. It's not just a big box of mess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
these are organized. I just don't know where they're at.
Well, I hope you find them. That's quite the treasure trove to behold.
But I will tell you, though, another story real quick related to that that's nothing to do with going barefoot, but just while I'm on the topic.
So
back in 2005, after I got this, my dad helped me purchase a collection that was worth $30,000 to $35,000 at the time for $1,500. Mm-hmm. And the rule was that I had to sell enough cards to pay him back, and then I would keep the rest. So the first thing I did was I sold this Wilt Chamberlain rookie from the 1960 year.
Yeah.
I think it's 1960 offhand. It was worth $900 at the time, and I sold it for $840. And I'm thinking that, well, this pays for more than half of this. I just got rid of the most sellable thing I could just so I can get my dad paid off. And
yeah.
I'm very happy about that because there's Mickey Mantles in there, there's Hank Aaron's, there's almost everything from the 50s, 60s, 70s that I would want. So recently, I picked up a new price guide. That same Wilt Chamberlain that was worth $900 that I sold for $840 is worth $20,000.
Sorry. That's a burn. Ouch. For one card?
Yeah,
that's
and if I would have had it professionally graded, it probably would have graded at a 9 because this thing was ridiculously in mint condition. It wouldn't be a perfect 10 probably because I doubt that would happen, but it was perfectly centered, 4 sharp corners, no surface issues. It was perfect, and if I would have had it graded as a 9, you could multiply that times 4 or 5.
Hey.
So, sometimes it's like that, but at the end of the day, he helped me get the rest of my stuff, so you never know with that stuff, though.
True story. You never know. Oh, do you remember when the
what am I going to do, predict that 15 years later we're going to be in a big pandemic and I'm going to sell this for $85,000 if I get it professionally graded? Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. Oh, you couldn't have suspected that at all 15 years ago? Yeah, man, what is wrong with you? I knew this was going to happen the whole time.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, that's rough, though. But, I mean, but it was a good deal for you at the time, so... I'm actually, funny story, I'm actually driving, well, I'm not driving, my husband's driving. We had a last minute trip we had to take, but I'm able to use my Wi-Fi to run it on my computer, so we're on the highway right now. It's fun. We had to stop and get gas.
I'm just letting everybody know officially, and I don't care what plans fall through, I'm out for the next 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
we have to work together here to try and get you somebody to get be with here on the show,
yeah.
And we need to get you more involved.
Yeah.
Because I want you
involved.
To feel like this is your show. This isn't my show and you're just on. I want this to be your part
right.
of the world. And you can
yeah.
feel like this is your domain. This is your 90
right.
minutes of fame right here.
Exciting stuff. I got this. Welcome. I think I'm getting better from when I started a couple weeks ago, at least. I hope.
Yeah, you haven't apologized once yet, so that's good.
Sorry. Oh, goodness.
But a lot
yeah,
of it, though, is, and I've said this before, that with our mission, there's a lot of people, there's millions, and when I say a lot, it just doesn't mean that there's like seven people on a street corner that might be interested. There are millions. That's what I need to tell you.
Oh.
That's what I need to share with the group, not just you.
Okay.
But next week, the next Friday, Barefoot is Legal will be 6 years old officially.
Everybody needs to make themselves a birthday cake shaped like a foot. Say happy birthday, six candles.
So
we should do
in
that.
Those 6 years, our business page has hit, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I forget. But that pushed us over 175 million in traffic in 6 years on our business page.
Wow, that's amazing. See, so people know and can get the information. It's out there. People just got to be willing to accept the truth.
I went to a party at my doctor's house a couple days ago. I gave out a few cards, and believe it or not, people I've never met before, like, oh, I've heard of Barefoot is Legal, and one of them even told me one of the memes that they saw of us, which was my most famous one.
That's
I remember seeing your meme about driving.
Yep. I don't know if everybody's seen that one. Good. Get their name out there.
So people have seen what we have. It's funny.
Yeah, when we went in the gas station just now, I went in and I paid, and then I came back out. My daughter had to use the restroom, so she went, and we both barefooted, and one person, like, looked, and I'm like, and I'm in my head, I'm like, say something. Nobody said anything. We got the look, but nobody said anything. But, yeah, that was great. I was going to take a picture of it because I thought it was cool, but I didn't. Easily distracted and all that fun stuff. So,
by the way, I noticed there was a few people from Ohio that made it in this week while I was doing recruiting.
I saw that one person driving through Fairmore, and I'm like, oh, you're like right with me. I thought it was cool. And one person was from Fairmore, and I'm like, okay, cool, we got this. But yeah, I've talked to several people out there too about it. And there's one.
The funniest thing, we had a lady once from Jackson, Mississippi, Robin. And so we had somebody from her city, so I tagged both of them so that they can meet and try and have a meetup together. As it turns out, that's her neighbor across the street. They waved to each other but never said hello.
That's so funny. And who knew they had that connection, you know, to I say all the time, I'm like, the older you get, the smaller the world becomes, man. Always. But
most people are afraid to share some of our stuff because they don't want anybody to think they're crazy. I don't understand that concept because if you're wearing cheap flip-flops so nobody yells at you, and then you're too afraid to tell people that we exist, then are you really part of us?
Exactly.
Because we don't want to live in a fishbowl and just you live vicariously through us. We want you to be part of the team. And I don't see when you share studies that show 1.4 million accidents are caused annually by unsafe shoes, how someone's going to think you're crazy if you share that. It's a fact of knowledge that these accidents have been caused, and there's been studies on it. So why would you not share about safety unless you have a car accident fetish and you love being in car crashes for some reason?
I'm sure there's someone. There's someone into everything. Yeah, I don't understand people sometimes. I've said it a million times. I'll probably say it a million more. I don't get it. But yeah, I was talking to one. I'm trying to remember where I was. And she was on, she barefoots everywhere. She goes to, where were we? Oh, I cannot remember, but it was great. And I told her about the group. Hopefully she checks it out. It was just one of those random encounters, you know. And
okay.
I can't remember where I was. But I told her all about the group and how to get to the name and whatnot. So hopefully I've been as I get the notifications, I've been looking for her photo, see if she pops up. But I've not seen her yet. I haven't approved any, of course, because we talked about that. But, like, I've been looking for her face every time I'm like, sweet, you know, get a notification for it. I'm like, oh, is it her? So hopefully. And there's lots of people that have been curious about it. And I don't know. I think something about this whole pandemic has opened people's eyes more. It's like, do fighting for your rights more. Like, they're realizing how bad it's getting and what all they're trying to, you know, it's trying to be taken away from us. But does that make sense? I think it's opened a lot of people's eyes in that fashion.
Yeah.
So.
And when somebody says my 904 friends aren't interested in our message, well, you're not tagging each of them individually and asking them, but for every 1,000 people, every 1,000 people that you have as a Facebook friend, 3 to 5 will say something, and 3 to 5 will share it. So if you have 2,000 friends, 5 people might comment and 4 might share it. And guess what? Those four will share to a completely different set of people. So it becomes the 6 degrees of separation.
Right.
So that's why we're asking people to share stuff. It's not just because I said so. It's because we want our message to reach out there. And I've had people say, well, why don't you just post on all of our Facebook walls? With 24,000 members, it would take me a week to post on everybody's Facebook wall.
A lot of posts.
On top of that, by the time I get to about 15, I'll get in trouble by Spybook for spamming.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
So I can't do that.
It's word of mouth and it's people having the courage to speak up and understand, like, every right we have, we've got to fight for right now. And not like, I don't know, it's just some of it. What is a quiet woman rarely makes history or whatever, you know, you gotta, if you want change, you gotta be, can't be quiet about it. Stay quiet.
Yeah, you can't just hope that one day things will change without you. You have to be that somebody. And I'm not afraid to be that somebody.
Agreed. I just go in, I'm telling you, I get looks, but rarely does anybody say anything. And I think a lot of it too is you need to, some people, like, especially when they're first starting, you pump yourself up, you know, because if you go in with confidence, it seems to, like, give you a shield, and they don't generally want to say anything when they hear it. It's like, oh, they must know what they're doing. You know, it's like they try to spot the timid ones. It's like, oh, I can scare them. I can make them do what I want to do, want them to do. Does that make sense?
Well, if someone's looking at you, I shared a meme on this earlier because 50% of them wish they had the courage to be you, and the 50% are not mad because you're barefoot. They're mad because you're being disobedient.
Yeah.
you're not doing what they were told.
Or, or they're mad because they don't have the courage to do it themselves. So they're not even mad at you.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they'll just you know, give it to you.
And I promise you, 99% of people out there that are wearing flip-flops, you can walk up to them and tell them that no laws exist, and they would be extremely interested in hearing your message.
Yeah. Most people I've talked to lately are more like, they'll come up to me to ask me about it. I'm always cautious at first, like, is this going to be another fight, or what is this? You know, is this education or is this fight? Like, whichever it is, I'm here for it. Like, whichever, you know, you never know what it's going to be. But most people...
So let me ask you this. Ask you this after the break. I got something I want to ask you, but I saw it's the top of the hour.
Oh, yeah, we do. We got to do a break. Hold on. Oh, let me get on that. All right, guys, we'll be back with Barefoot is Legal in just a few minutes. I don't know what I'm pushing.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian Flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, government overreach, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please check out my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne page on Facebook, and as always, like and follow it. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Oh, shit. Difficulties. What the heck just happened?
What happened?
Can you? Somehow on my tab disappeared. I couldn't push a. It's not giving me the play buttons anymore.
All right.
Can you play some ads?
I got it. Hang on. I'll let you get the next one.
Okay.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because it just looks a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards right now.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your
house. High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what, why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Now, back to Barefoot is Legal Radio here on Freedomizer Radio.
Here with our host of Barefoot is Legal, Audrey. So, yeah, we just got done with the first break today. We'll be here for the next hour. After us, we have 1 minute till Messiah, followed by Brother Gregory today. So please check out our lineup. It becomes more spiritual after us for the next few hours. So please check some of that out. Anyway, Audrey's here. She's on the road. I'm here as well, filling in. And we are seeking a co-host to replace me, actually. So I want to come in once or twice a month. I have stuff to do over the next 2 weeks. So I will not be here, but Audrey will be here. Plus, you could be here as well. And if you want to share something with us on today's show, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1. So, Audrey, are you available?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, sorry, I don't know what happened. I actually crossed out my tabs and it exits that way. So thank you for taking over that ad break for a second. I should be good now. I got it. I don't know what.
All right.
It appeared on me.
Okay, no problem. I thought I might have heard you talking in the background, so I tried to fill in.
I apologize. Sorry, you probably heard actually the GPS for where we're going.
Oh, I don't know. I just figured I need to fill in for a second, so that's what you do here.
Yeah. No. Much appreciated. We're good. Yeah. That's
so anyway, some things that people could do to support us, and I want to make sure that we go over this sometimes here. Doesn't have to be every week or every day or anything, but there are ways that you can help support what we do. And most people in our group use Amazon.
Amazon
is probably the number one store people go to right now. So if you use Amazon, you can use Amazon Smile. So Amazon Smile is a section for nonprofits that that Jeff Bezos set up a few years ago. So if you go to smile.amazon.com, you have the ability to add your favorite nonprofit in, and you have to be a registered nonprofit only, not some random Facebook group, but a real nonprofit. And if you put in Barefoot is Legal, then whatever you purchase, Jeff Bezos takes. He's real generous. He gives us a half of 1%. So if you spend $100, we get 50 cents. but it's better than nothing, and you're not paying for it. It comes out of the money that you've paid in. So Jeff Bezos right. donates the half of 1% so he can get that as a tax write-off or something.
Right.
So,
it doesn't cost anybody any extra.
So it doesn't cost you anything, and it seems like every quarter we get like $40 to $50 out of it, which isn't a lot, but it helps.
Yeah, every little bit helps. Spread the word and spread the message.
Well, I would like to see that we can dedicate. Eventually, I'd like to dedicate a couple of employees to what we do. I think it's important to actually have a small office and be able to do stuff.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
See, one of my goals originally, and I don't know, based on how Las Vegas has turned as far as the politics goes, is way too liberal for my liking, which means
right.
that I am not going to employ people that have to wear scams on their face. I'm not going to require vaccinations. I don't care if you guys, if everyone out there loves their vaccines and loves their scams, I don't mind one bit. It's just that I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to force anyone else to do that. So if we end up getting an office, it will have to be either when our governor is out or I have to move. So eventually I still want my office, though, and I want to have employees. And I just think it would be the greatest thing to have our sponsors come in and see us working barefoot, and they see what we're doing, and they see that there is no issues.
See us making progress. That's what we need.
Well, that's what it's about.
Making progress. Yeah.
Because also, if you have actual employees, it's another step up. So if you're
right.
doing these same things every other nonprofit does, you get treated like every other nonprofit. And that's why I've said before that you have other groups that are strictly on Facebook, and they're complaining about what we're doing and that we're asking for money and that we're a nonprofit. They're complaining that we pony up the money to become an official nonprofit. But guess what? That gives you status. Nobody can say, hey, I got this off some random Facebook group. They can now say,
right.
I got this from a nonprofit. And who are you going to believe if somebody tells you that no laws exist, some random guy in a Facebook group or an actual nonprofit organization that's dedicated to championing our cause? Chances are you're not going to listen to a bunch of randos on a random Facebook group.
Theoretically, people won't. But, yeah, exactly. It gives you status. It gives you more credibility of to what you're saying.
Yes.
You know, it's like we're an organization and we are researching the laws and promoting the cause, and there's proof. We're showing that we're not just some, like you've done some conspiracy theorists spouting off junk. Like, we are actually, giving factual information. There we go. There's the word. Sorry. But, you know, so it's, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if you want to be treated as a professional, you have to be professional. So I want to give us as many pieces of ammunition that we can to show people that we are serious. Because if once people hear you're a nonprofit and you're part of it, a lot of times people say, I didn't know that. And so then all of a sudden you go from being some random yahoo to a subject matter expert. Because
exactly.
they don't know this stuff. And when you tell them that I'm a member of a nonprofit called Barefoot is Legal, and they've researched all the laws. And by the way, Oregon's letter is up now for the health department stuff. I forget the other one that went up recently. I had to shred Georgia's because Georgia's was just so poorly written.
Yeah.
And I thought I wrote my letters exactly so that people could not give their opinions, but this person put in there that in order to prevent injury or a safety risk, you should require shoes. It's like, I can't use that.
Well,
you. I did not ask for your opinion.
That's garbage. That's garbage right there. No, thank you.
I'm asking what
that's
the legality
not,
is
not,
and what the fine is for not having a law that I know that doesn't exist. I didn't need your input.
Right. That's again what people do in stores. They basically say stuff like that to cover their own butt, basically. And it's like, dude, it's not, no, not what it's about. Is it a law or is it not? We don't want opinions. We want facts.
So speaking of which, I made a meme based off of something I saw. I forget if it was in the group or on the business page. But
right.
somebody was working at a bank, and you could wear sandals, but you can't wear the ones that have a strap between your toes. So you could wear Birkenstocks, but you can't wear the ones that everybody wears now with the strap between your toes and then the ring around the back.
Right.
So they were told that it's when they said that something can fall on your foot, and then the person that said, well, if I'm wearing Birkenstocks, how is it something can't fall on your foot then? And then the manager said,
right.
Well, people think that the shoes that you're wearing is considered offensive. So
what?
I made a meme. Because I guess if you have a strap between your toes, then the people might be offended. Whereas if it's a Birkenstock, then maybe they're not. I don't know. But that's what the manager tried to tell them.
How is that makes zero sense at all.
I'll send you the meme.
How is that offensive? Please do.
But we got to get some conversations going on this because we want more engagement. Obviously, the more people that talk on a meme, the more it gets sent out. So I need
right.
to make that. I might even do a Facebook Live with our group right after our discussion here because we have to.
Okay.
We have to get this message out, and I don't want to just keep making stuff. And not having anybody share or do anything.
Yeah. It's one thing to like it, which is cool and all, but sharing is, you know, they say sharing is caring. Caring means love.
Right.
So, man, let's show the love, folks. Let's share it. I know I'm not the best at sharing, but, well, and I know part of the problem, too, is sometimes you can't share it because if it's in the group, it's with a closed group.
Then you just click on the picture and voila, it shows up. You can click on it and share it.
Right, which is all I was going to say is that not everybody knows that. That's what we need to explain. If you click on it,
I try to say that every time. I don't want to say it every single time, but I try to say it enough. For things I really want to get shared out badly, I will put it in there. But I sent you the picture.
Let me check it. Here we go. Hold on. Yes. Yeah, that's stupid. And people probably do get offended by that. I don't understand.
But why? And I'm not. Just because I run barefoot is legal. I'm. And that's obviously a shoe with a back on it. It looks professional to me. It's not a random rubberized piece of garbage.
Right.
So if you wore that with a dress, I would say go you, I suppose. I don't know how people would get offended with that. And somebody in the business page actually said that they would be angry at the bank because they're allowing a safety hazard. It causes a whole insurance problem and a legal action problem because there'd be millions of people to claim payouts.
For what, though?
Don't know.
What for? I don't.
I have no clue. They're people making stuff up. Like, you can get a paper cut by counting money.
Right. Jesus. I don't know. People get offended by anything these days.
Yeah, they're trying to tell us somehow that millions of people, like just because you wore an open shoe, you're all of a sudden going to sue somebody.
Right.
That's like if you wear a tank top, you're going to hurt your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Lord. What's next? They're going to start banning purses because they're little bags on a strap. Like, oh, that strap, you could get it caught on something.
Oh, I was going to say the other way around. If you don't have it with a strap, then you could drop it on somebody. Or if you go grocery shopping, you're required to wear a sun visor in case a piñata falls on your head in the freezer section.
Right. I mean, that makes just as much sense of it as anything. Hmm. Yeah, I'm just.
But that's
right
the
now.
Average person's thought, though. So that's the people that we have to reach. I did want to bring up something else too. So I was listening to an interview this week by a guy named Wayne Allen Root. He runs a libertarian-based talk radio show in the evenings, and he has a new book out, and he talked about how to win at some of these arguments by emailing the decision makers. Like, you've got to find the CEO of people that matter and have a campaign going towards them, because they are so shielded from everybody that they have no clue what's going on.
Right.
So if you want policy changes at McGMO, you have to find the CEO of McGMO, tell them about your issues, and have a bunch of other people share the same story. Then you can have someone that will say, knock it off.
Yeah.
Because arguing with the guy that's putting French fries in a bucket is not going to do you any bit of good.
Not one bit. What's he going to do about it? Oh, okay. Like, there's not much they can do to make it widely known.
And then the manager that they trot out there is there just to uphold whatever the store manager says. They're not there to make any decisions on their own. They're only just to be the bullies, if you will.
They're yes men peons is what they are.
Yes.
And then I did it again.
So that's what we're going to have to do. And I'm going to try to pick that book up here. I meant to do that already this week, and I just haven't done it. He was supposed to – actually, Wayne lives in Las Vegas. I was told he was going to be at a party that I went to on Thursday, and he didn't show up. So I was going to wait until then to talk to him.
Right. Well, that would have been a good opportunity too.
But if we don't change, we can't. we can't keep doing the same thing that we're doing. And I know most people in the group think that it's just Proof's group and he's going to keep working 50 hours a week to keep bringing people in and doing stuff, and I don't have to do anything. That's only going to get us so far.
Right.
Just think of how much further we would be if we had 100 people doing things as opposed to just 8.
Yeah. We could get a lot more done, a lot more footwork. The more feet, the more footwork, really. I mean.
Yeah, I wrote an article this week. I wrote another article this week on barefoot driving that I want to try and get into newspapers across the country. And who knows, maybe I can get paid a few bucks for article submissions. And
yeah,
I haven't been able to do that because my biggest goal right now is we've been sitting around 23,000 for 2 years now. And I'm tired of looking at the number 23,000.
Yeah.
So I made it a mission to try to push us at least to 24,000. So I want to say offhand we're at 23,942, I think, offhand.
Yeah.
So I'll sleep a lot better once we get another 60 people in there.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Shouldn't take us long. It should be hard for us to hear people share the word.
Exactly. If everybody in the group found one person to bring into the group, we'd be doubled.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
We had 4 straight days last week where I brought in over 100 people a day. So,
yeah.
If I really, and it wasn't for lack of effort, the last few days I really didn't do that well. I'm sitting here working, but I could ask 400 people if they want to join us, and I get like 18.
Yeah.
Where normally I would get I would get a lot more than that. So I just went through a cold patch. Not a big deal. I'll keep working it. But 62 people or 58 people should not be hard.
No, it shouldn't. That inviting isn't like, I'm actually going to do some right now again while I'm on the show right now. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, I don't like too much when people hit the invite button and don't say anything, because if you just press invite, most of the time they don't see it, and if they do see it, they have no idea what it even means.
If they're my friends, they do.
But But the thing is that if you don't tell them to answer the questions, we can't bring them in.
Well, yeah, but it has a spot, doesn't it? It does have a spot to, well, let them know. It tells you when you open the invite that you have to answer the question.
Yes, but if you don't, like for me, if I have 4,998 friends, which I do, and somebody sends me a link to a group, I'm not going to look at it. It's not because I don't want to, but I have so much stuff in my feed that I probably am not going to see it.
Well, so even if you see it, you won't open it?
If all I have is a name, I'm not going to open it unless I know what it is.
Right.
Like if there's a group that says Audrey invited you to a group called Peanuts and Fire Sticks, I'm like, all right, I'm going to let it go. I don't know what Peanuts and Fire Sticks is. I'm not going to go seeking it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell me what it is, and then I'll be interested, then I would look at it.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's just a common courtesy that if you invite somebody that you tell them what you're inviting them to, and then they'll be interested.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying not to tell them what it's about. I mean, I didn't mean you.
I'm just saying to our audience out there, which is why I tell people to tell your friends before you send them an invite, because Otherwise, it just sits there. And I'm not going to just let them in anyway. They're my friends.
Well,
you should let them all in. No, we're not doing that, because if one person complains that we invited them to a group that they did not join, like I did with one of the Barefaces legal groups, I got shut down for 14 days. I was not allowed to bring in any new people because one person complained after they were brought in and they were accepted in without their approval.
Okay. But we don't accept anybody if they didn't answer the questions, right?
That's why we do that, because if we just let them in anyway and one person complains, then we get flagged for that. It's our fault.
Right. No, I get what you're saying.
And then, hypothetically speaking, best case scenario, if we let them in and they didn't request to join, they never heard of us in the first place, so they're probably not even going to read anything that we have, because they'll be like, well, I didn't ask to be in here. I didn't know I was in the group. I'm not going to see anything.
Yeah. Well, it normally says, too, that you've let the owner, you know, you have been invited and whatnot. But, I mean, I only invite people I know that would be interested in the first place, and they all know what the group
is. The better way to invite people, honestly, from 6 years of experience with Barefoot is Legal, plus another group I used to run and manage, if you post a meme and then if you randomly tag a few people and they start talking, the more people that talk on your thread, the more Facebook opens it up to other people.
Right.
Which is why when people say that they're shadow banned, that you either have to tag people or you have to go on other people's Facebook walls and say hello to other people or instant message people. Just be a busybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to talk to 400 people in a day, but every week I'll try to go through my Facebook friends and I'll write to four or five people that I might not have talked to in a while just to say hello and to be friends. And because of that, for the next 7 to 10 days, they'll see whatever I'm posting. And then the more people that see what you're posting, then Facebook says, well, this is more important than other stuff, I guess, so I'm going to open this up to more people. So the more people that comment, Facebook opens up the algorithm, and then hypothetically, if Facebook even shadow bans you, you have to get around it by doing all that. Because if you're talking on people's spy book walls, then they're going to see your stuff. So it's like, if spy book breaks it, you have to fix it.
Yeah, makes sense.
So if you want stuff shared, you got to put it out there, and you got to get conversations started.
Right. Well, I have constant conversations going myself personally, so.
And I don't mind the conversations. If you're going to share pictures from your favorite restaurant or where you went hiking or a picture of your cat, then why not share them something that is important to you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think most people do. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why people don't share from the group or in the group. They just join it to, I don't know, look at it, I guess. But that's what we need people to do,
kind of,
is sharing.
For a lot of people, the group feels like a black hole. Once they come in, it's like you never see them again.
Right.
So I'm trying to get to a point where once I, if I share a meme that I want people to see, I just start tagging random people now. I hate doing it like that, but if I'm not getting any eyeballs on stuff, then I'm going to force the issue.
Right.
So I'll look for people that I don't think I've seen post in a while, and either they'll post or they'll leave the group.
Yeah. No, that's about right.
It's not about being mean, but if they joined us on April 17th, 2016, and never posted, then why are they there?
Yeah. No, that's a very good question. And that's a sad thing, too, is then cleaning out would cause a mass exodus as well. It's about understanding why people are even in the group in the first place. And getting them to be actually factually involved and working towards what we're here for.
I'm not trying to push people out. I just want people to see that they're in the group. And I tagged people and they said, oh, I didn't know this group was still around. And they joined us 3 years ago and never posted.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
what time is it?
Do we need to do another ad break?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes, folks. Going to have another ad break, and then we'll finish out the show. Let me see here. What am I going to do?
Tune in to the Alaskan Patriot Network. Every Friday, 2 p.m. Alaska time, 3 p.m. Pacific.
G.I. Joe! Problematic! Hey, kids, you hate gender?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new androgynous action person, G.I. Pack!
Cool!
G.I. Pack gets rid of all the fun and excitement of G.I. Joe's and replaces it with self-righteousness and anger!
This dino won't tell me his pronouns! Take a miss, Nazi!
G.I. Pack comes with awesome accessories, like a commuter bike, a sword latte, and a cell phone with instant outrage self-reaction.
Pro-life people should die!
Awesome!
But look out! Here comes G.I. Pack's greatest bow!
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mike Pence!
Mike Pence and the evil right-wingers will stop at nothing to destroy G.I. Pack, and it's up to you to fight back!
I won't share a meal with another woman unless someone else is present.
Right side of history! I'm dead.
Now you know your gender identity. And knowing is half the battle. Get your life back today!
When can you get this?
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your mouth.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what, why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Ay, 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 le chupacabra, por qué?
Are you tired of losing your herd of goats to the chupacabra?
Are you worried about how you're going to eat because your goats were viciously ravaged? Call SNL Chupacabra Insurance today. SNL provides fast, speedy claims in the event of your goat farm being destroyed. Low rates, fast service, and professional attitude is what makes SNL your choice for Chupacabra Insurance. Call 855-CHUPA-NO today. 855-CHUPA-NO for a free rate quote. SNL Chupacabra Insurance, just in case the Chupacabra comes.
Ay, 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 la Chupacabra!
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon-to-be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Any time of day, any time of night, Lake Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you.
Whoa, all right, folks. That sounds like, oh, wow. Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, my phone's doing that noise again.
Oh, sounds like we're back. Barefooted Legal Radio here.
While I'm thinking about it, not to be mean or call out, but when you do ad spoofs, only play one per commercial if you're going to play one. Don't play a bunch of funny ones in a row.
Got it. I was just trying, it's difficult to scan through and find a good one. So, okay. We are, like I said, we are back with Barefooted Legal Radio, Audrey and Proof. Proof will be gone the next couple of weeks, so you'll have me as your host. We want to make it a show.
I want to make it more of a show about for sharing tips and experiences out in the public in the real world. If anybody has any they want to share, you're welcome to call in, or you can share them on Facebook and ask them to be on the show. Email me.
So I will ask if you can try and do a Facebook Live maybe later today or tomorrow or sometime during the week and just introduce yourself.
Okay. Yep. I've been planning on it. I'm just trying to figure out the tech. I'm not smart.
That's okay. If you have me to help you if needed. I can't set it up for you because it's not my Facebook account, but you can set one up. And I could show you out.
I'm not asking to set it up. I know. I'll figure it out. My husband will help me figure it out. We are a 501(c) organization. You can go to our website, barefootislegal.org, if you'd like to become a member, a VIB member.
See, this show becomes a lot more fun when there's people calling in and sharing their stories and having questions, and I need to get with you at some point to have you get guests for the show. There's guests, I could give you their numbers and try and book them. Or you can go on your own and just try to message people in the group. People would love to join us. I don't want you having to just say the same thing every week and getting bored. I want you to be able to bring people in and have fun with this.
I think I've been saying some different stuff. We'll get there. So, do you not want me to talk about the website VIB or?
Oh, always. I don't mind it. I don't mind. I'm just saying. I just want, if there's people listening, I want people to feel like this is their part of the of the family also. They get to talk.
Right, which is, yep. And if you do want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208, and we can...
I promise you, Audrey, I know this number so much and for so long that sometimes when people ask me randomly what my phone number is, like on a job application or something, I'll put this number in and not even think about
it. Right. Right. That'd be kind of entertaining if they called this number for looking for an interview.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, I keep getting my brain in a knot today. Let's see here. Where were we?
Are you still on the road?
I'm in a parking lot right now.
Oh, all right.
We're at a motorcycle shop. Thinking I might do something here. I don't know. My husband had to pick up a hat. He had it sent to the store instead of the house, so we had to pick it up.
All right.
Yeah. Kind of curious to see what they'll do if I go on, when I go on barefoot, if I go on barefoot. He's already went in and grabbed his hat while I was doing the show, but we'll see what happens. Oh, God.
If you're doing the show, I don't want to see you going places and all that. I mean, that's good and
I'm
all,
not
but
after the show.
If I'm not here next week and you're by yourself, I don't want you trying to go someplace and be sidetracked at the same time.
No, that's what I was saying. That's why I said after the show, so I'm sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm finishing, trying to finish the show, but...
But that's the two things that we have, and I like our traffic, at least on the business page. I'm not going to argue about that. But
mm-hmm.
as far as the group goes, there's a lot of people with only a smidgen of engagement, and it just seems like once they come in the door, that's the last we see and hear of people, and we have to change that somehow. If we want to be
right.
successful, we need more involvement.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I know how to do is bring people in the building. I can't... I could try to do some Facebook Lives, and
mm-hmm.
I could try to put contests out there. And you don't know how sad I am that I was not able to give a VIP membership away.
Yeah.
I wanted to have our TikTok contest, and they said we needed 10 entrants, and we had 2.
Right. Well, I think, too, maybe when you do, I don't know. I never saw the post about the contest, if we're being honest. I only heard about it when you and I were on the show. I never saw a post about it, and I think there should have been
more
posts.
Yeah, posted like 2 or 3 times a week. But
I did not
unless
see them
we
online.
Get people
they
engaged,
didn't show up
they're
online.
Not going to see it.
Well, I am engaged, and I haven't seen it. So I don't know what happened there, but it might have been a confusing way to send. I don't know. I still haven't. I messaged, what was her name? Rachel McCarthy? Is that her name?
Yeah.
I did message her and got her, I did get her email. She sent me her email address in return of where to send it. I think maybe if we shared that on the groups too, you know, this is the action, you know, instead of find Rachel McCarthy and message her. It needs to be more. This is her email address. Send her the video.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? There's just more, I don't want to say accurate, more specific ways to share the information. Because she's not going to be able to, it's hard to get, if somebody sends you a video through Messenger, then it's kind of, you can't really pull it off through the message, you can only share it. But if she's giving her email directly, if she's okay with us sharing her email on the group, then I think that's what we should do.
Yeah, that's something I need to do more of, too, which is I need to start doing more of the one-minute commercials so that I can put them on TikTok.
Yeah, because I have a few videos. I just need to get around. I'm trying to. I'm looking now. I can't find where I'd messaged her, and she sent me. Well, and then I messaged the person about the Instagram, and when I asked about putting my intro on that I shared, all he says, I'm not involved with Freedomizer. And I was like, that's all I got back. I told him I was asking about putting a post on Instagram and never heard anything else. So I don't know what there is to do about that if he won't reply.
Yeah, I remember tagging that person earlier this week about Instagram. I haven't gotten a response.
Yeah,
so
I saw that.
I'll see what's going on. And that's the other thing here is that when people volunteer and they only give a half effort, I mean, is it better than no effort? I guess so, but half effort is just as bad because I'm thinking somebody is doing something and it's not getting done.
Half effort is worse, if you ask me. Because then you're expecting something and they don't do anything. At least if they're not putting any effort, you know nothing's going to happen. But if they say they're going to do it and then they don't, that's worse than just not saying you're not going to do anything.
Yeah, and then the one
that's called out on that
is me. I get called out on it if someone else isn't doing their job.
Right. Exactly. How do we get anything on Instagram if... Because I tried through the week to get a hold of them, and I've not gotten another reply since I replied back to them. So I don't know how I'm supposed to get that on Instagram to share it with everybody. It's like the post I put on Facebook, the intro. I don't know how I'm supposed to get it on Instagram if they won't reply and do it. I have no idea.
Do you know a lot of how to use Instagram?
A little bit.
Because I don't have a cell phone, so I can't use Instagram.
Yeah, it's very similar to Facebook, except it's just pictures instead of, you know, it's very similar. But there's no way for me to share it, like add anything. I don't know if I can upload it and tag, maybe, but...
Apparently, this
sorry. I was messing around on Instagram.
So, can more than one person have access to a business account?
I would imagine if they just each had the password, they could. I mean, I don't know if you can list more than one person, but if someone has the password, it's doable.
Yeah, someone would need the phone number.
Right. Well, yeah, because it puts it on your phone based on your phone number, not an email address, right?
If you had access to our account, then when you try to log in, it would call a certain phone number and give you a 6-digit code.
Right, which I wouldn't have that phone number then. So I don't know much about Instagram. I know how to share from my own account, but.
Well, our Instagram is real barefoot is legal, so if you could figure anything out.
Yeah. I'll look into it, see what I can find out.
Yeah, because unfortunately I'm useless on that.
Let's see. Here's the group. The last post to the group was June 5th.
The last post on Instagram was June 5th?
Yep, looking at it right now, there's some for May and whatnot, but the very last one was June 5th.
Okay.
So.
All right, I'll get on it right now.
It says we have 2,778 followers, and we, Real Barefoot is Legal, is following 162 accounts. Some of them are barefooters, looks like. Some are just random people. I don't know what's going on with our Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know either, so I'll have to find out what's going on.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know how I'd be able to access it without the phone number. Okay, let me scroll all the way down the first post. You can only post stuff, but the way that you get to log in. Yeah, our first post on the account said it was October 29, 2017, and the last one was June 5th. This is what, June, July, August, September. It's been 4 months since there's been any activity on it.
Okay.
So, I don't know about all that. I can't do anything about it, but except look on my phone. So it looks like we're down to four, almost just under 5 minutes. I real quick want to thank everybody for letting everybody know that the barefootislegal.org and Facebook group seems to be the most common ways to get information. I don't know what's going on with our Instagram folks, so we'll let Bruce get that figured out. I don't know about who runs like the Twitter and whatnot. Are those active? I haven't been able to check Twitter lately.
Yeah, I run Twitter. I posted a couple hours ago.
Okay, so Twitter's good, we know. And then, let me see here. We have, what about our, what's the YouTube channel? Who's in charge? Are you in charge of that one, too?
Yeah, Real Barefoot is Legal.
Okay, so Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, it is Instagram, but also on YouTube is what I'm trying to talk about.
So we need 1,000 subscribers so we can get monetized, and we're not there yet. We used to be there, but since we gave the password a couple years ago to somebody, and they decided that they were just going to burn it to the ground.
Right. You said it's Real Barefoot is Legal, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so if there's anything else, I'll be on Monday as normal for my own show, the Proof Negative Radio Show, which is Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific. If you don't have anything else, then we do have 1 minute
like
till Messiah. 1 minute till Messiah comes out at the top of the hour. So if you're ready, just what's that?
What's that phone number trying to call in all alone?
Oh, that's just a Skype number. So the or an unlisted number, one of the two. So. They don't want to talk, otherwise they'd press 1, so don't worry about it. Just if you're ready to go, then we have another show ready to get in here. So go ahead and close it out if you're ready. I'll go ahead and hang up now because I know you're going to close it out in a minute. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk before next Saturday.
All right. Sounds good.
You got it.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for joining in today, and you have a great vacation. I don't know what that means. Color has dropped. All right, folks. Well, that is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We will hear you next time, I reckon. Have a great week. My computer's stupid. At least everybody listening lately knows that Audrey is tech NF. So you guys have a great week. See you next time.
Goodbye. 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 Bye-bye. Goodbye. See ya. Bye for now. Bye for now. Goodbye. We'll be right back.